The Israelis and Palestinians are set to meet face-to-face on Tuesday, January 3rd, and prior to the meetings, I spoke by phone with Israeli Prime Minister's Office spokesman Mark Regev to discuss the Israeli viewpoint on the discussions with the Palestinians. Here's the interview. How excited are you about a chance to finally sit down actually directly with the Palestinians, even if it's not necessarily full-fledged peace talks?
We've, of course, as you know, we have been calling for the last 3 years for peace talks, direct peace talks between Israelis and Palestinians without any preconditions. And that has been our consistent position. We've even said we're willing to meet the Palestinian negotiating team anywhere, anytime. That it's happening this week in Jordan is a good thing. And we publicly thank the Jordanian leadership, the Jordanian government, for making this happen. We hope that we will see now the process move forward in accordance with the route that was set by the quartet, to see the parties resume direct negotiations and move forward discussing the core issues. So we hope that we are now going to see the beginning of that process.
And as far as Tuesday's meetings go, can you share any at all as to what you are expected to talk about with the Palestinians?
Once again, this is hosted by the Jordanians under the auspices of the quartet. And we want to see the process, the route that the quartet has put on the table and Israel has accepted, which is let's move now as soon as possible to direct negotiations. And in the framework of those negotiations, we should discuss the core issues of the conflict. We're ready for that.
So there were some reports or comments that this would be an opportunity to take that the quartet had mentioned about trying to get together proposals on borders and security. Can you comment if that would be something that would be discussed?
Yes, we are ready, and Israel has been ready, for a discussion of all the substantive issues, all the core issues to the conflict. And we think that's the only way to try to narrow the gaps. One of the problems has been up until now is that the Palestinians have said we only want to discuss one of the core issues, the issue of borders, where the presumption is that's the issue where Israel has to show flexibility. Israel is willing to show flexibility, but we want to have a situation where there is a real negotiation, where there are trade-offs between the different issues, and we're ready for that sort of comprehensive discussion.
And as far as the meeting tomorrow goes, the Palestinians are still saying they don't consider this to be the resumption of true peace talks, and they still want the Israelis to continue with their preconditions they laid out before, you know, freezing settlement construction, etc. Are you hopeful that once you get them in the room, you can try and make some headway as far as actually getting back to real discussions?
I would only ask the Palestinians, what has boycotting the negotiation table brought you? What benefit has this brought for the Palestinians? And I think the answer is clear, nothing. On the contrary, the only way to Palestinian statehood, to peace, to reconciliation between the two peoples, is through negotiations.
And can you say if the Israelis are prepared with any other offers or discussion points on something that could change the dynamic, or is this really just an opportunity to try and talk with
hopes? No, I can tell you, we as Israelis are coming to these discussions in Jordan with great seriousness after substantive preparation, and we're ready to go.